The Czech Foreign Minister Jan Kohout was in New York on Monday for talks with US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. On the table, possible future cooperation in US missile defence, a move to apparently reassure US partners in Europe that America is not abandoning the region, even if it has scrapped plans for radar and rocket installations in the Czech Republic and Poland. Jan Willinger has the story.
Plans for a U.S. tracking radar in the Czech Republic may have been scrapped, but that doesn't necessarily mean an end to cooperation with the Czech Republic on missile defense. On Monday, the Czech Foreign Minister Jan Kohout met with his counterpart Hillary Clinton in New York to discuss new possibilities, and already it appears the Czech Republic and Poland could have a good chance of cooperating on a new U.S. system, a mobile anti-rocket project which could be put into operation within the next 6 years or so. That message was put forward not only by Mrs. Clinton, but also earlier by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, though one should keep in mind its early days. On Monday, Czech Foreign Minister Jan Kohout stressed it was important to keep things in perspective. Nothing had been decided or set in stone yet.
For now, it's important to see this as a symbolic political gesture towards Poland and the Czech Republic, and a reaction to the media that largely reported that US missile defense was being scrapped. But the United States is not giving up in this area, and we've been given guarantees. But more concrete steps have not and could not have been taken at this time.
Why in the end did the U.S. decide to drop earlier plans for permanent installations? The Obama administration explained it had examined new intelligence and reassessed the Iran threat and opted for a new system it says will be more effective. The move nevertheless shocked some in the Czech Republic, namely those who had invested political capital in the project over the last 3 years. Oldřich Bureš, a specialist on security issues and Russia, said the U.S. offer on future cooperation could take some, if not all, of the sting out of last week's decision.
For the future, the concessions that have thus far been offered are obviously no par, I would say, to the humiliation that has been sort of dealt to Eastern Europe and Czech Republic and Poland in general. Concessions definitely will be offered. Whether they will be enough really to compensate the political damage, I'm not so sure.
So far, say many observers, it is Russia, long opposed to the radar in the Czech Republic, who appears to be the greatest benefactor from the change in the U.S. plans. The new mobile U.S. system is at least several years off, say specialists, so there isn't even great reason for Moscow to voice opposition yet. Nor will Moscow necessarily come forward with any concessions of its own. Oldřich Bureš again.
Moscow, they actually portray it as a unilateral concession from Washington, seeing it basically as something for which Moscow has not explicitly made anything as an offer to counteract it. I would argue that President Obama probably understands the world in slightly different terms than either Prime Minister Putin or Russian President Medvedev. What I would say Moscow is the more realist sort of game of power politics, where if one wins, the other loses. And Obama's view is more the non-zero-sum game, where if we make enough concession, everybody will be happy. So to me, in the long run, these two worldviews are fundamentally opposed, so making sort of concessions to Russia will not necessarily generate the points or the response that Obama hopes to get.
Expert on Russia, Oldřich Bureš, ending that report by Jan Willinger.